It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Indictment watches on, but there's a lot more, too. The former guy must be feeling the walls closing in on him. We'll get to that, but we begin today in Atlanta, where the Journal-Constitution is reporting that Fulton County investigators have yet another recording of a Trump phone call pressuring a Georgia official to overturn President Biden's 2020 victory in the state. So there's the perfect call in which Trump asked Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to find those additional 11,000 and other votes to, you know, give him the victory after the fact. The second one is a recording of Trump's call to a top investigator with the Georgia Secretary of State's office in December of 2020, when they were looking into allegations of irregularities with signature matching in Cobb County. In that call, Trump urged the investigator to look for fraud, telling her that she would be praised for overturning results that were in favor of Biden. Audit results in Cobb County found no fraudulent ballots or wrongdoing. And now, in this third recording that we've learned about, according to interviews with five people who served on the grand jury, Trump talked with the state House Speaker, fellow Republican David Ralston, who resisted Trump's request to call a special legislative session to reject Biden's narrow victory. One juror said the speaker, quote, basically cut the president off, telling Trump he would help in any, quote, appropriate way possible. The late David Ralston never called that special session. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting that dozens of Trump's staff at Mar-a-Lago, from servers to political aides, have all been subpoenaed to testify to a federal grand jury that's investigating Trump's handling of classified documents. But the indictment watch is going on in New York City, where the district attorney, Alvin Bragg's office, is winding down its investigation into the hush money paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Experts are leaning toward expecting an indictment within the next week. So this is a good time to tell you that What's News is taking a much needed week off next week. But if history-making news breaks, like a former president being indicted, we'll come back with a special report. Moving on from the better late than never, I suppose, files, the Senate voted 68-27 on Thursday to advance a bill repealing the authorization for the use of military force that was enacted for the Iraq War. This bipartisan legislation has 12 Republican co-sponsors, and the White House said that President Biden supports it. The bill would repeal the 1991 and the 2002 authorizations for the use of force in Iraq, marking a formal end to those wars. The measure also signals an effort by lawmakers to reassert their authority over the use of U.S. military resources in foreign interventions. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the Senate floor said, quote, I hope this year, on the 20th anniversary of the start of the Iraq War, both chambers will finally speak in one voice. And it appears the challenge is going to be in the House. Stay tuned. Chinese leader Xi Jinping will visit Moscow next week for the first time since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The trip will mark a new milestone in the country's growing partnership, as Western officials continue to express concerns that China may be considering providing Russia with lethal military assistance. Although a Chinese foreign ministry spokesman says that the visit is to, quote, urge peace and promote talks. However, China's effort to present itself as a neutral peace broker on Ukraine has been met with skepticism in Western capitals due to Beijing's growing partnership with Moscow. China has both provided diplomatic support for Moscow and has refused to condemn Russia's attack on Ukraine, instead blaming NATO for provoking the conflict. Stay tuned. Meanwhile, in France, protests are escalating after the government announced it would force a higher retirement age, get this, from 62 to 64. French President Emmanuel Macron is triggering special constitutional powers to enact the proposed pension reform bill. Once that information was made public, labor leaders in France called for new demonstrations. Several thousand protesters converged in Paris and several other cities around the country Thursday night. Massive protests have been held regularly throughout France since mid-January, with millions turning out to voice their opposition to the government's plan. And finally, Poland on Thursday became the first NATO country to agree to send fighter jets to Ukraine. Polish President Duda said his country would provide 4 Soviet-era MiG-29s under an agreement it reached with Kyiv, saying they would deliver the planes in the next few days. And then he hinted his government might send more fighter jets within weeks. Ukraine has repeatedly pleaded with its Western allies to provide fighter jets to help it fight those ever-invading Russian forces. So the Florida legislature is in session, and it seems each day they release another shameful bill. This time, a Florida Republican trying to restrict sex education for students confirmed that his bill would also ban young girls from discussing their menstrual cycles with school officials. Although that wasn't the main intent of this legislation, it's in there. And this, after a state house committee here in Florida on Thursday overwhelmingly approved a proposal to ban abortions at 6 weeks. Democrats opposed the plan, but acknowledged, quote, there was nothing they could do to stop it from eventually becoming law. Just last year, the governor signed a 15-week abortion ban that still faces court challenges. If passed, this new law will only take effect if courts uphold the previous law. But this new law is a proposed 6-week ban that does include exceptions to save the life of the mother and, in cases of rape and incest, up to 15 weeks. Wow. And in Virginia, 7 police officers and 3 hospital workers are now facing murder charges after being accused of smothering a black man to death at a Virginia State psychiatric institution. Dinwiddie County Commonwealth's attorney Ann Cabell Bakersville reportedly said that the officers held down Irvo Otenio on the floor of the Central State Hospital for 12 minutes while he was shackled and handcuffed. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.